The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Segment with myself and then Dr. Group and Anthony Gucciardi are coming in. Part of the fact that things get confused here is why we're so successful. You know, first it was going to be David Knight hosting the fourth hour, and then we realized, hey, you're here. We were going to have a meeting about new product development, and then I realized I'm going to have another meeting at like 3:30, so I can't be here now if you host the fourth hour, but we'll just do it again tomorrow over the phone. And you know, the sign that we do get confused and overbooked is the sign that we're taking action. There was a big study out on that just last week showing that fact. People that don't want the animating contest of liberty, they're already dying. What do we do in closing here about the TV sickness, the screen sickness, the IQ dropping, this whole matrix-like society that we do live in? How do we stay focused and not get brain damaged by that?
Pay attention to yourself. I mean, so many people are focused on so many outside things. They're focused on their work. They're focused on their family. They're focused on going to the doctor's office, getting on medications. You just got to bring it all back in and say, what's really important to me? Instead of spending hours watching the news at night or watching a bunch of shows on TV, those are hours you can be spending taking care of yourself, spending time with your kids. Prioritize your life, you know, God, family, yourself. If you're sick, if you're not taking care of yourself, nothing else in your life is going to be functioning properly, that you're going to have problems with your family, your work, everything. One of the things that I've learned is that the healthier you are and the more you look at yourself and controlling your stress levels and focusing on yourself, the happier you become as a person.
And the more you get in control of yourself. I'm still a mess, but compared to myself 5 years ago, it's like an 80% is better. And now the last 20% gets easier and easier.
And look at everything around you that's benefited from
just getting my kids to eat healthier. They behave so much better. It's amazing. You know, I dropped the ball. Hopefully you guys will cover this some. This is a bombshell. Robert De Niro was threatened. We have this directly from Andrew Wakefield to not show their film. You know, his son obviously was autistic from it. He was going to show it. They went after him. I wondered, man, what did it take to threaten De Niro? He's pretty powerful. He was threatened by the government. Wakefield gave us the exclusive. The article just went up, and I didn't even plug it.
I tell you what, I hope everybody watches Vaxxed from Wakefield, who has been under so much scrutiny in the last, ever since he started his anti-vaccine campaigns and education of people.
And he's been proven correct. He's been proven absolutely correct. Speaking of films, let's go out to break, and you'll come back with Anthony with the trailer to the new film, Revelation, with Charlie Daniels, General Boykin, Alex Jones, and more.
First things I remember are frosty Carolina mornings with a cheery fire crackling in my mama's big black wood cook stove. I'm Charlie Daniels. Today, something's wrong, and we all know it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces.
Boom! I got shot through the shoulder. My first thought was, damn, that hurts.
Even Hollywood couldn't make up stuff like this.
The people of the world are waiting for Americans to wake up.
We the people have the right to keep and bear arms.
The average citizen is photographed 300 times per day.
The fence ends right here. Beheadings, beatings, torturing, burning people in barrels
is indicative, I think, of their confidence now that it doesn't matter if this is open. We'll have so much power here that they can't take us down.
The biggest stumbling block to this plan is the United States of America. Why is that? Because we have a tradition of individual freedom and liberty.
We have to protect America and the American way of life first.
World government is only the beginning.
The cock has crowed, friends. Denial will not stand.
Once they have control, they plan on absolutely dehumanizing humanity.
And that's just one of the trailers. There's another powerful trailer on InfoWars.com. We'll be back on the other side with Dr. Group and Anthony Gucciardi. I'm Alex Jones signing off. Nightly News Tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4040 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4040.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that you're
all right, we're back. It's the fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to keep going on with Dr. Group into Overdrive. We've got a lot of news that Alex didn't cover. In fact, he's bringing in more as we speak right now, including festival threatened by, quote, high government officials not to show anti-vaccine from Paul Joseph Watson. And we've got some more. But with Merle Haggard dying today, which is surreal. When an icon dies, there is an element of surrealism that goes along with it. And you wonder, you know, what is he thinking on his deathbed when he had pneumonia multiple times, double pneumonia, ended up dying today on his birthday. And you wonder about, geez, it's kind of absurd when you look up his name.
I just see my political correctness stack. Sorry.
No, no worries.
Hey, it's live. It's teleprompter.
Yeah,
free.
Absolutely.
Here it is. Thank you.
Well, they're banning everything because it's... What did they just ban again?
They're just banning raising your hands in England is now racist in class.
Well, it makes sense.
And I had my whole stack from today, and I swear it was in here. And then I ran out. I was telling you guys. Keep going. Sorry.
That's all right. Could be in here, too.
All right. The documents. Keep going.
Hey, it's live. It's awesome, right? Now we got Panama Papers, British banker, funded North Korean arms. But on the Merle Haggard thing, it's crazy when an icon dies because you think about both the vastness and the kind of routine aspect, if you look up Merle Haggard, Wikipedia and a bunch of other websites automatically change. So it goes from, in the matter of minutes, you'll always notice this if someone dies on Wikipedia, he was, and they just put, you know, death in there instant. Like, within minutes, they have it all done. It's like, geez, in a matter of minutes, his entire profile's changed to, you know, his legacy and what he did in his life and how he died today and everything. And you wonder, what are these people thinking on their deathbed, right? Someone accomplished like him, sure, thinking of all the, a lot of really amazing things he did. But what are his regrets and what are people thinking on their deathbed when they have something like double pneumonia? And it reminded me of this story from Huffington Post that was one of the most shared articles of last year. The top five regrets of the dying. And then we're going to get into this news. So here are the top five regrets of people on their deathbed. They did an actual study and they figured these were the top five regrets. Isn't this interesting, Dr. Group?
That is very interesting.
So number one, the number one regret from people on their deathbed is, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Number two is, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Number three is, I wish I'd had the courage to express myself. Number four is, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And number five is, I wish that I had let myself be happier. So it's something to consider. The top five regrets of the dying. With Merle Haggard passing away, it reminds me of this story. Top five regrets of the dying, and consider that while you're living instead of on your deathbed. Now,
I'll tell you what, just a comment on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
That's why time is so valuable, because time is something you never get back. You know, you can, you know, lose money and make money again. There's anything else in life, in the physical, you can lose your house or get a new house or anything like that. But time is so important. Somebody once said to me, you know, when I had kids, you're really only going to have about six Christmases with your kid, because your kid won't understand Christmas until they're three. And by the time they're nine, they know, you know, about Christmas and everything. So, you know, every moment is so precious, because whatever you lost today is gone, you know. So that's why you really need to take advantage of and think to yourself, you know, you're stressed out, you're angry and everything. Usually everything works itself out anyway. And then you look back 2 weeks later when you suffered from all this stress and anxiety and anger and emotional problems. And then, you know, later on you're saying, I just was under so much pressure and stress and anger for 2 weeks. What did that do to my body? And now everything's okay anyway. You know, those are all really good things that people should look at in their life and appreciate time and appreciate every minute that they have. That's why I try to, you know, yes, there's a million things going on. Yes, I want to help change the world. Yes, I want to, you know, be an activist. And one of the biggest victories, actually, that we've had on this planet is the fact that the DARC Act, the GMO labeling, failed in the Senate, and by one vote. I mean, that's got to be one of the biggest progressions that we've made in the healthcare and the environment and food supply ever. So it's little things like that that you work so hard on, but then don't forget about the little things, and don't forget about the people that are important to you, and don't forget about yourself either.
You have to take time to reflect and realize all the things you've done, all the things you've worked towards, all the things as a collective intellectual revolution that we've achieved, you know, no matter what that is.
Yeah, you and I both were on Capitol Hill giving a speech.
Yep.
About the DARC Act, and that's been accomplished. When Monsanto and the companies put in $50 million, the Grocers Association, to lobby against it, I mean, that's a huge win and a huge loss for them. And then General Mills coming out and announcing they're going to start labeling, and these companies that are not going to be putting any more genetically modified foods, that's pure activism at the heart of what we're all about, changing the world, and more people are realizing that. And it's not me or you that made that change happen. It's everybody out there that's making a difference, that sent all those letters to the senators, and that are proponents of spreading the word and educating everybody they know about those.
And even if you don't care about GMOs or you don't care about health and you think they're great, just think about what that represents. A company that is making multi-billions of dollars and then shelling out tens of millions or hundreds of millions over a long span of time to stop these things from happening, to stop labeling initiatives and all that. And then a grassroots initiative, not multi-powerful, you know, omnipotent company is going against another one, but grassroots people, like the March Against Monsanto woman who's just a housewife that just, you know, her kids were eating junk, and she said, well, gee, there's an issue with this. It's grassroots people. So, again, even if you don't care about the health aspect of it or the GMO aspect of it, it's representative. It's representative of everything, right? It's representative in the political world where no one is standing for the political correctness anymore, where no one is standing for the fake politicians anymore, where Congress's approval rating is in the toilet, and nobody likes any of the most of the candidates because they're up there, you know, flapping around talking like a puppet. So people are tired of it, and it's representative of the overall revolution that I see happening. And that's why things are happening, like threats from high-level government officials to not show certain films or whatever. And again, even if you don't agree with the films, I'm not even sure I agree with this film that was going to be shown. But the truth is, you should be allowed to show things, as long as it's not, you know, direct defamation or libel or whatever, that expand people's reality and make them question the reality. Because if we're not doing that constantly, that's how we get into the world we're in now, where we're essentially just going into an establishment meat grinder, right? Where we're told our entire lives, this is how we have to live, this is how we have to behave. And if we don't stop it too, then next thing you know, new things will be coming out that we just didn't even see in the first place. And now children around the world are spending less time outdoors than prisoners. For 80 years, young Americans have been depressed and anxious, and no one is quite sure why. And on the tech realm, which I think could be a good thing, but also a bad thing, Samsung patents smart contact lenses with built-in cameras, and NVIDIA is powering the world's first self-driving race car. So there's all this stuff happening, all this development, a lot of amazing, powerful things, a lot of ridiculous things going on at the same time, and we're just sitting here, and if we don't analyze our position and refocus and say, wait a minute, okay, let's get back to the foundation of what needs to be changed and what needs to be fixed and reclaim our, you know, personal freedoms and really just push forward in human empowerment, it's not going to be a very good time, I don't think.
There's a lot of good and a lot of bad happening, and has been happening for the last couple, not last couple years, for the last 10, 15, 20 years. It just seems to be getting worse and worse. But at the same time, things are getting better. I mean, we are in these times, all of us, everybody that's listening to this show and many people around the world, we are part of that revolution. I mean, we're right in the middle of this movement, this revolution, this change that's happening right now for the better. And when our children and their children look back, the history books that are going to be written in the future, in the next 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, are going to be talking about this, what we're involved with right now. They're going to be like, this was the core of the revolution that changed the world. And the teachers are going to be teaching about this. It's like the Civil War, World War II, or the Vietnam War, or whatever. This is going to be the revolution, the healthcare revolution, the revolution that the people took back their own rights, and the Constitution comes back to the original Constitution, and all these different bills and all this stuff that has taken over our rights to do most anything. I mean, they could just declare martial law. We have no rights at all. So the good thing is, when you think about that and you think about the future, at least that's what I think about, it's like, you know, years, people aren't really recognized until years and years and years later. I mean, we think back of Tesla and Einstein right now and what they did and all the changes that are written about from all of the great leaders in history. They're not recognized till 20, 30, 40 years down the road.
Van Gogh only sold a single painting in his lifetime. A single painting for a very small amount, what would be nowadays about $1,000. Tesla was definitely an outcast. You know, some recognition. Jefferson just completely outshadowed him. Tesla was an outcast. All of the great figures that we now, you know, say, oh, how smart, Galileo, okay? All these figures that we look at and say, what revolutionary intellectual just powerhouses. How amazing. They were generally outcasts, ignored, hated over and over and over again.
They would have all been diagnosed with autism or ADD.
Right. Definitely crazy people. Definitely crazy people.
They would have all been on medication.
And for the record, I don't think you're saying that we're anywhere near these people at any capacity. I think it's more about the movement itself, intellectual revolution towards personal freedom, towards human empowerment, away from the mega bureaucracies taking control of everything and looking at everything you're doing and telling you what you can and can't do, and a boiling point, like you said, where the legislation is just so absurd and the politicians are just so corrupt that it cannot last anymore. So it's a peaceful, information-based revolution that is absolutely coming. So we're going to come back. We're going to take some phone calls to give out the number when we come back and talk about this high government official shutting down a film. We're right back with Dr. Group. I'm Anthony Gucciardi.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
All right, we're back. This is Anthony Gucciardi. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show here with Dr. Group. We're talking about a number of things, but I'm also going to open up the phone lines at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Any questions for Dr. Group, health topics, preferably on topic, right? So anything health-related or what we're talking about today would be great, or your thoughts on any of these issues. So go ahead and call in. We'll be taking calls throughout the entire hour. Also, what we're going to talk about is something that Dr. Group, and we've talked about this a little bit before, but this is just another example of something where someone says something that is actually an expert and understands how it works, that's against the so-called status quo of the verdict, right, against the establishment view on something, and they're called crazy. Now, you might have been called crazy in your life before for something, maybe something minor by a few people in your life or for a few days or a few months. But imagine being called crazy for 20 years on something that you know you're right about and having the courage to continue stating it over and over and over again. Well, even though everyone's calling you crazy, even though your friends, your MD friends and your surgeons are calling you insane on stuff. And that is not to just, you know, toot your own horn for you, but that's what you've done for about over 20 years on gut health. Saying it's the center of everything. It has to do with your mood. It has to do with your mental health. You've been saying this, I mean, definitely since I've known you. What, now 20-something, how many years? 20-plus years?
Mm-hmm.
And every single time, it seems like, it comes out later and later and later. But look at this. The New York Times Magazine, can the bacteria in your gut explain your mood? The rich array of microbiota in our intestines can tell us more than you might think. This is just one piece that I printed off. I've done another segment on this where I have like 20 pieces. Mental health may depend on creatures in the gut. Scientific American, who would totally be your biggest detractor, saying mental health may depend on creatures in the gut. And of course, that big paper we talked about before where it's basically that your entire health, your predisposition to many diseases is based on the microbiome in your gut, which is totally central to everything you've been saying. Totally central, and it's routine in every single one of your protocols. But you're insane. You're a bad person. How dare you run clinics for the past 20 years and help people and teach them about this stuff? Very upsetting. What do you have to say about yourself?
What do you have to say for yourself? I've been saying for a long time the closely guarded top secret of the medical profession is gut health. It's something they never want you to find out about because I'm not a super genius or anything like that. I just am a research scientist. I look at the root cause of problems. And in my quest years and years and years ago to find the root cause of disease, and actually back then, my goal was cancer. I was like I was called the first alternative oncologist in the nation because we were focusing with our research team on what's the real root cause of cancer and how can we prevent cancer. And that led us to every other disease, because when we figured out the root cause of cancer, that also led us to the solution on how to prevent and what to do. If you know what causes disease, it's easy to learn how to rectify that. And, you know, my first book was Health Begins in the Colon.
Yep.
Disease starts in the colon, the gut. And I was called everything. My office was raided by the FDA. I was almost thrown in jail. I had black cars following me around.
And let's be clear. Let's talk for a minute. So when you say the medical system doesn't want you to know this, to me, you know, I have lots of MD friends, a couple surgeon friends, a couple dentist friends. They, in my view, they get it. Okay. Some of them are integrated. I think most doctors have good intentions. I think most doctors have good intentions. They want to help people. I think it's the big mega drug companies that have been caught time and time again. It's not a conspiracy theory. Okay. It's not a conspiracy theory. They've been caught time and time again getting rid of the drug trials. And by the way, I think sometimes we should take pharmaceutical drugs. If you have a really bad infection, take an antibiotic. I don't know if you agree with me on that. I think sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're good. Okay. Sometimes people need them. But I'm just backing up your point, explaining it in a way that, look, there's billions of dollars at stake. There's billions of dollars at stake. How much money would be lost if everyone got their gut health right? And then here's the point, too. Everyone says, well, if it was just that easy, everybody would do it. Well, really? Because it's actually kind of easy to lose weight. You eat less and you work out every day. But how many people are obese? Well, gee,
If it's just that easy, well, it's not just that easy, but you can do it, right? But there are billions of dollars of interest money wedging against you, hedging against you in a Las Vegas bet that you're not going to do it, right? They've got a blackjack table. They're just throwing billions down, just hoping that you're not going to do it.
Psychological warfare.
Exactly. So we'll be right back and continue on the subject with Dr. Group. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, so you talk about the definition of live radio, huh? Alex just walked in with Facebook Mentions going, which is the live streaming service on Facebook on his Alex Jones page, started talking to us, and that's always a lot of fun. I personally think that Facebook Mentions is an awesome tool to reach people. So if you're not on there, if you're not on Alex's Facebook, sign on and watch his mentions. Probably competing with us right now, but you know what? That's all right. Watch this. Don't go there. Don't watch him. We're more entertaining. So we're going to talk more about this gut health connection. We've been talking about what Dr. Group's been doing for 20 years, is talking about gut health, how it's the center of everything. And we're going to take some of your calls on adrenals, energy, supplements to help with memory, heart issues, nerve damage, inflammation, lots of stuff. So Dr. Group, just finishing up, we were talking about Scientific American, New York Times, pretty much every news outlet ever, is now putting out stories
that gut health is really, really important. It's pretty much the center of your health, the microbiome, the way in which it affects your mood, stuff you've been saying for years. I've only been saying it probably for 5 years or 4 years. You've been saying it for 20 years. So you're kind of like the grandfather of this.
Yeah, I'm not really the grandfather of it, because if you look back in history,
you know, Hippocrates,
for,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, 3,000 years, 2,500 years ago.
The grandfather of the modern push.
The thing is, the medical communities burned all kinds of books in the 1930s and 40s, because this is what those doctors were talking about. With all the chemicals that were being developed, starting, well, with the AMA in 1898 with Fishbein, really trying to suppress, one of their main missions was to suppress natural medicine because they knew it was a threat. They closed down all the mineral spas around the country. They started burning all the books. I've tracked down a lot of those books from the 1920s, the 1930s, all the way up to the 1950s. And guess what? They were saying the same exact thing that we're saying now. Eat a clean diet. Eat organic foods. Cleanse your body on a regular basis. They used to just have people eat dirt to get the probiotics in their system. Nowadays, the soil is contaminated with all kinds of other things. But the good news is that's what we're here for, to develop these things, to give people the solutions they need. And yes, I always have been a big gut proponent, because everything starts in the gut. Your gut is connected to every single organ. Your gut is the largest endocrine organ that you have. You have the surface area of the size of a tennis court in your gut, and your gut is a whole living world. It's your connection to the outside. You know, when you put stuff in from the outside, it's supposed to go in, get processed, and come out the other side, and everything that you don't want to use. The problem is, with all the chemicals and everything else that we're ingesting on a regular basis, it's burning holes in the gut wall, causing leaky gut syndrome, and people aren't chewing their food properly, and all of these issues are burning the gut, destroying the gut, and that's why I've always said the first point is to clean the gut when you want to repair your health, put back in the proper probiotics that you need on a regular basis, cleanse it with an oxygen-based colon cleanser like Oxy Powder. Iodine is extremely important for the gut health tissue. Once you repair the gut, a lot of the other problems start going away and going away, and now you're seeing mainstream, they just can't hide it anymore, okay, because they're looking bad. You know, all these people are saying, well, why didn't we have the best scientists in the world, the best pharmaceutical companies that are working on all this? Why aren't they saying anything about
this? Oh, you know, it's so funny you said that. The one main article about this that started all this again, where they came out and said that there was a predisposition to heart disease and cancer or whatever if you don't have a good microbiome in your body. The guy, I think it was from AstraZeneca, maybe we can pull it up. We made a big deal of it a while ago. The guy from AstraZeneca said, if you would have told me, I'm paraphrasing, if you would have told me 5 years ago there was a link between gut health and the development of disease and the prevention of disease, I would have laughed at you. Or
yes.
I would have laughed.
Yes,
I well, you know, he would have laughed at us.
Well, they've been
and
laughing
it's funny,
at
I took
us
that quote,
time.
Actually. I took that quote with an image and took that and then a headline of an article I wrote 5 years ago called, like, you know, probiotics essential for health and mental or what function or whatever, and put his quote on top, right? Like, if you would have told me that, he's the lead researcher for AstraZeneca or whatever the company was, you know, not to throw out the wrong company, but he was one of the top guys, top scientists for the drug company. Like, if you would have told me 5 years ago, what? How about 4,000 years ago? Because you are right. I mean, this has been ancient medicine, and I don't want to keep harping on this for too long. Let's take a call, but this has been ancient medicine. It's just, you are reinvigorating the lost art. In a lot
Listen,
of ways.
They know all the medical community, all the pharmaceutical companies, they know they're losing out. They're seeing thousands, millions of dollars going to the natural industry every single month, every single day probably. People are proactively wanting to get off their pharmaceuticals because they know that they're just a Band-Aid and they're not addressing the root cause of the problem. And they're moving towards natural things. So they're in a panic right now. How are they going to make money in the future? Well, they have to embrace some of these natural things. That's why they're putting hundreds of millions of dollars into all these studies for guts, and they're trying to come up with their own patented probiotic strains.
And they're looking into
their
the hemp compounds, the cannabinoids.
Stuff, so they can continue to profit because they see where the money's going. They see where the people are going, that people are becoming more health conscious. They can't suppress it anymore. There's, with the internet and all the information technology that's out there, people are taking more responsibility for their own health. They're doing more research. They're not just believing what their doctor says and saying, okay, I'm just a guinea pig.
It's not even their doctors. What they saw an ad on CNN about, try this medication. It may kill you and make symptoms worse and give you 16 brain aneurysms, but try it. And it's like smiling old women like, oh, it's so beautiful, right? That's when they go and they're like, sure, let me type that online. And it's like 16 pages that are CPC, you know, like paid for advertising on Google by that company. And they read it and it's like, well, let me see. Is this a good choice for me? And it's like, it's absolutely a good choice for you. It's awesome. And there's a disclaimer at the bottom of the website. Like, this will actually give you 15 heart attacks. Don't take it if you're doing anything or drinking any alcohol at all. And you're like, awesome. Then you go to the doctor. And again, I have friends who are doctors who will tell me this. The patients will go in and they'll say, can I get such and such? And the doctors say, well, that's maybe not right for you. Maybe you should try this preventative stuff first or maybe a lighter or something. And they're like, no, I want this. So that's what they're also dealing with. They're dealing with people that now that you can directly advertise pharmaceutical drugs to consumers who are uneducated on the subject, have no idea what it is, truly, truly no idea what it is. I mean, if you ask people what pharmaceuticals they're taking and they say, okay, such and such, such and such, say, well, do you know what is even in that? Like, you wouldn't go to the store and buy a huge tub of food that just says food. And I was like, what's in that? You know, like
99.99% of the population on prescription medications, you can say, can you tell me the ingredients in that prescription medication you're taking?
They'll just say
and
the brand name.
They'll say no.
They'll say the brand name. Say, well, no, what's in it actually? They have no idea. Right. They have no clue what they're taking. They don't look at the interactions or anything. And that is the scary part. And the doctors, some of them will say, well, I tell them not to, you know, they don't want it. They demand it. And they'll find other doctors. It's called doctor shopping. It's a real thing.
95% of the pharmaceutical medications out there damage the gut. Cause constipation, damage the gut lining.
Even basic pain relievers and stuff. All right, let's jump to some of these calls. So we've got Ryan in Illinois, and he wants to talk about energy and the adrenals, which I think is kind of like the gut. It's essential, and it's kind of a core function to a lot of things. And anyway, Ryan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm a graphic designer. I always feel tired when I go to work, and on the way, I usually think that coffee will help, but it doesn't help me with my energy, and I still feel kind of sleepy. I don't know if it's hypothyroidism like my dad has, or vitamin D levels. What do you guys think?
What do you think, Dr. Group?
Yeah, Ryan, you and millions of other people are suffering from low energy and fatigue around the country. A lot of it has to do with stress, but more importantly, it has to do with your body's ability to communicate between organ systems. So what I've found is the first thing that people need to do when they're suffering from low energy levels is to cleanse everything out of their body. Because if you look at the root cause of it, your endocrine system is not functioning properly. And that could be because of a bunch of different endocrine disrupting chemicals. It could be because of stress, high toxins in the food, multiple things. But I can tell you this, low energy levels are directly associated with toxemia, which means your liver is not functioning properly. Your liver is congested. Again, going back to the bowel, you'd be amazed at how much energy people get after they do a colon cleanse, an intestinal cleanse for 6 days. Then what I say to do for low energy levels is to do at least one liver cleanse, if not three liver cleanses. Because the liver is your main functioning organ that processes your nutrients, helps you break down fats, helps you assimilate different things, neutralizes toxins coming in. So once your body is clean and your self-healing mechanism becomes active again, then your energy levels will start coming back up. So all in all, what you're doing is you're addressing the root cause of your energy levels. When you take medications that are stimulants, like Adderall or something, or you take coffee, anything like that, all you're doing is you're putting a stimulant into your body, which is going to synthetically increase your metabolism or give you that energy burst. I tell you what a big, huge problem is right now is energy drinks.
Doesn't that just obliterate your adrenals?
From that. It obliterates your adrenal glands over a period of time. But your adrenal glands are an endocrine organ.
And they're so tiny.
Just like your thyroid is.
People don't realize, you think about these big, powerful adrenal glands. They're like What are they? They're super tiny. They're super easy to tax out. And it's also, I guess, a paradoxical would be the terminology for the paradoxical situation, Ryan, where, and I've been in this before, where you're tired because you're working all day, too tired to work out, but then guess what happens when you don't do anything? You get more tired. It's almost like if you could break through that function, too. It's like you have to actually get up and do something. If you're sitting around all day, it sounds like you're a graphic designer. But I would also question you this, people that are tired. And I didn't want to take too long on this.
Let me
you
just
know
say
what?
One thing before you
yeah.
say that. And
go ahead.
Another
interrupt you, away. Interrupt yeah. away.
Before I forget.
Just smack me in the face and start talking. Actually.
You know what the number one of the most important elements is for the whole endocrine system? Iodine. And I can pretty much guarantee if you have hypothyroidism and your endocrine system is not functioning up to full capacity, that you're severely iodine deficient. So no hard feelings on the interruption over there.
I'm joking. I don't care. No, exactly. And I would also say people are living a life sometimes when they think about going to work. And I think there's also an artificial tiredness that happens because it's mentally fatiguing. It's like, think about, gee, I have to go to work today on a Monday. Are you like sluggish and tired? But what if you just won $5 billion and you're going on an all expenses paid cruise around the world? Think about the difference about that. How do you feel about that? Wow, you're actually excited. Maybe you have some energy. So it also a question about, you know, whether or not you're at a good place in your life and if you like the direction you're heading, because a lack of motivation and a lack of kind of hope in the future also drains people, I think, too. Obviously,
they had a question one time. They asked somebody, I heard a doctor ask somebody that had low energy, joking around. He said, if you knew there was $1 million in gold buried 200 or 300 feet in the earth, how hard would you work to get that? And everybody's like, well, I would just be digging nonstop for days. I mean,
yeah.
Think about that, how much energy that would take to dig through rock to get to $1 million worth of gold that's buried 100 feet down.
Wow, so someone has drawn that parallel before.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, they have, actually.
Interesting.
It is a component. I mean, you know, happiness has a lot to do with that, happiness in your life. How happy are you in your relationships? How happy are you, like what I was talking about earlier? Can you look in the mirror in the morning and say, I am happy with myself. I'm happy with my body. I'm happy with my life.
Whoa, whoa,
I'm
whoa.
Happy with my
whoa,
work.
Whoa, whoa. Oh my gosh. You're doing something very offensive, Dr. Group. You're actually talking about real topics and real solutions and issues in people's lives, and they're very upset. Some people are very upset about that. All right? You're doing something very bad. You're trying to help them with their bodies, and you're talking about real problems in their life. That's triggering me right now, actually.
I'm talking about solutions. Are you having some problems in your life you need to talk about?
That's really upsetting me.
I could be a psychiatrist, too, and we could just kind of work through those problems. I can give you advice for a small fee.
Absolutely. Awesome. All right, Ryan, thanks for your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Carl. I think it's supposed to say Carlos in Virginia. He wants to talk about inflammation, which, again, is another root issue, so that's why I'm choosing these. Carlos, what do you have to say about inflammation?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, I was wondering about systemic inflammation and autoimmune diseases such as psoriasis. What would you recommend naturally to combat those type of issues?
Carlos, let me tell you that practically every single negative health condition out there is associated with inflammation. I mean,
and which could come from the gut, because you could have inflammation in the gut.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe it's like a secondary thing too. You know, from the gut has an issue, and then the rest of the body systemically responds with inflammation, right?
So whenever you have inflammation, it's a response. It's a sign that you have a lot of different things going on, and you can associate any disorder, heart disease, with inflammation of the veins and arteries, diabetes, there's inflammation of the pancreas, arthritis, inflammation of the joint tissue. It doesn't matter what condition you have. If you have gut problems, you have cellular inflammation. Again, what you want to do is you have to think, what causes that inflammation? What is really causing that autoimmune? Autoimmune is just when your body fights itself. It's one of the worst things. Your body turns against itself.
Mm-hmm.
Your body thinks that your own body is attacking it. So that's an autoimmune. So that means, what causes all that? I can tell
you. Which really shows how unnatural of a response in the first place something is going on, right? If your body thinks that its own self is an enemy, what is happening to trick it to that point, right?
Right. It all boils down to too many chemicals and toxins in your body and not enough coming out of your body on a daily basis. Your body is overburdened. Just like 90% of the people's bodies out there, it's hard to avoid all these things. We have to take a proactive approach to clean, to eliminate these chemicals and toxins from coming into the body, but then also clean them all out. It's everything is in simplicity. And that's one of the things that I learned, because I was taught, you know, before I was going to do the medical thing about all the prescription medications, and then I was taught, you know, how to prescribe natural medicine to everybody. But I realized that even with the natural stuff, unless you take two steps back before you take two steps forward, you still have a toxic body. What you really need to do is, in order to truly activate your self-healing mechanism and to reduce that inflammation, sure, there's some things you can take for inflammation. Oregano oil works really good. Silver works really good. White willow bark, hawthorn. You know, there's different types of herbs that you can use, but why not just address the root cause of it? And that's going to be changing up your diet, eating organic foods, drinking nothing but pure, clean water for at least 3 months. I mean, I don't know what you're drinking, if you're a coffee drinker, energy drink drinker, anything else. But one of the best ways to eliminate inflammation in the body is just do nothing but drink pure, clean water. And I usually add organic apple cider vinegar, by the way. That also helps work to reduce the inflammation. But gut, get your gut cleaned and healthy, get your liver cleaned and healthy, and start that process of detoxification.
Absolutely. We'll be back with some more and some more news from multiple different sources on some truly interesting topics. Right back, this is the Alex Jones Show, Anthony Gucciardi, and Dr. Group. Stay with us.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Took calls. We talked about some really important news you can use in your life, from gut health to you name it. And I'm actually upset that we didn't mention this earlier, because that was one of the reasons Dr. Group's here today, is that DNA Force is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. It's been out for months, and this is a product that, it's one of those products where you say stuff about it and it sounds made up. So when I say that the PQQ that's found in Stardust, the BioPQQ is backed by 175 clinical studies and costs $30,000 or so per unit that we buy it in, that sounds crazy, but it's actually true. And DNA Force, which is, I think, one of the coolest names of the InfoWars Life products, is really one of those products that in the development phase, Dr. Group had to go back and forth with all these different people to get all the contracts and everything just to put it in there. The BioPQQ, which is just one ingredient, he has some information on it too, he's going to share. 175 clinical studies, more antioxidant activity than vitamin C, just one of the ingredients. The CoQ10, you name it, it's all in DNA Force. And he added a new ingredient this run, fulvic acid, with no extra charge on the bottle themselves. So it's the same price for everybody. It's back in stock with a new ingredient. You don't have to pay any more money.
Honestly, it's my favorite product. I was saying earlier, it really is the holy grail. I mean, obviously, you can reactivate your body's self-healing mechanism. You can cleanse your body. But there are certain nutrients, antioxidants, and systems inside the cell that are really hard to get in a normal diet. And that's really what we wanted to focus on with DNA Force, was just providing the cell all the nutrients and everything it needs. And with the addition of fulvic acid, I mean, this product is amazing. It's something I would recommend people take on a regular basis, every day, every other day. The results, the reviews, I mean, I read,
yeah,
the reviews,
read the reviews.
It's literally changed people's life. I mean, all the InfoWars Life products, I mean, how gratifying is it to be able to go home every single day, for me, for you, and know that you've made a difference in somebody's life?
I wish
everybody's job was like that.
Yeah, just so the listeners know, this is actually real. You know, we do actually care about these things. We do actually spend hours and hours talking about this development on the phone, meeting, going and flying places. This is the real deal. This isn't a joke. It's why we sit up here. We're super proud of these products. Super, super proud. Dr. Group is absurdly obsessed with quality. And admittedly, it even annoys me sometimes how obsessed he is. It's just level 10. There's nothing better, period. I'd also mention, you know, we're not sitting here making recommendations to the callers for their health. You know, please do not just listen to us. This is, you know, just information. Go and speak to a qualified healthcare professional. Go and speak to a medical doctor or integrated medical doctor, whatever you want to see. Just speak to someone for your health that actually can talk to you. We have, what, 10-second phone call with you? You know, and I'm not a qualified healthcare professional. Speak to somebody that is a qualified healthcare professional and always get their advice before starting anything or taking anything or really doing anything that is important for your health. So I just wanted to remind you guys of that. We're not trying to tell you what to do. So
we're not giving medical advice.
We're not giving medical advice 100%. But we do have the ability to sit up here and talk about some things we know and read some studies and share some information that we've learned probably the hard way, right? Definitely the hard way. So, Dr. Group, thank you so much for all that you do in development of these products and joining the show. It's been a lot of fun, as always. Reminds me of the one time we went on for 5 hours on a live stream, so this is nothing to us. Anyway,
yeah,
thank you.
Thanks for having me on, and thanks to all of the listeners and everybody watching.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
And thanks for being so supportive.
Appreciate it. And the response is always amazing after hosting the show and being invited on. Alex will be on from 11 to 2 tomorrow, so make sure you check out the show. Thank you so much for watching. This has been The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.